We are on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. Let us start from the top of the Amid. I said we had a memre of Rab Shimon that Pora Metame Tumas Oichlem Oil Bohisalo Shas HaKaisha, that after the Shechita had had a Shas HaKaisha, that there was Oichel Sheyochel HaHachil HaKherim. Omar Ishlokish, where is there the Shas HaKaisha? Omar Hoya Rab Shimon Pora Nivdis Al Gabe Marachosa. That a pora that was geshochten al gabi marachosa, that means they made a large maroche, a large pile of eitzim. And on top of the maroche, the kohen shechted the pora. So after the shchita, it can still be nivde. Is alma kaloimed livda is kepoti dami. So we see Rab Shimon holds that, Rab Shimon said that, that a pora is metame tumes oichlim. The Shas HaKaisha was that we could be paida the pora right after the shchita. So even though the pail we were not paida the pora, but it's called that had a Shas HaKaisha. Let us see Rashi. V'omar Reish Lakish, Eizoi Shas HaKaisha Oisolo. Where did it have a Shas HaKaisha? Da'oima Hoya Rab Shimon. So he said, because Rab Shimon holds pora nivdis afilu nishchita, afilu yishechted the pora, agabi amarocha kemishpat, even though it was geshochten properly, Rab Shimon holds imotza acheres yofa mimeno, if he found a better pora, it is nivde. Bezer shas hakoisho shalom. This is the shas hakoisho of a pora. Even though Bepoila was a Nifdem, Afilohochi, Mashvelo Uchlo, Rab Shimon holds, it's called an Oichel, Asher Yayochel, Hoyel Uruya Livdois. Since it's Hoyel Livdois, so it's called an Oichel, Asher Tayochel, Ahachel, Acher. Zog Taisvis, Oimer Hoya Rab Shimon, Poro Nifdis, Agabi Marachosa. Esos Reish Lakish said that Rab Shimon holds that you can be paide apara al gabi marachos. Nire sherotza loima. Reish Lakish is coming to tell us that afilu midarabonon muter liftoisa. That is what Reish Lakish is coming to tell us. Let me just mention one word that the Kais Yeshua says. We'll understand the Taisus a little better. Oimer Reish Lakish, Oimer Hoya Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon held you could be poida apora agabi marachosa. So if we medayik the lashon of Reish Lakish means that Rab Shimon held, that means the Chachamim hold you cannot be poida apora agabi marachosa. That's what he said. But Rab Shimon holds you can be poida apora Agabi Marachosa after the Shrita. So Nire, so what is Reish Lakish telling us? Sherotzoloima dafilu midarabonon mutalifdoisa. That is the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, that Rab Shimon holds afilu, according, that's Reish Lakish, that Rab Shimon holds afilu midarabonon, you could be poided. What is the Chiddush over here? The Besoif Peirikame de Shmuis Dayik Amas Nise de Meseches Pore. There's a Bereise Meseches Pore Diktoni Shochto Al Gabe Marochoso Ein Lo Pdiya Oilomis Loi Osike Rab Shimon. The Gemara is Midayik that this Bereise does not go according to Rab Shimon because the Bereise says Ein Lo Pdiya Oilomis. The Rab Shimon niftesi kedashkechen hoche. So memele. So that is what Reish Lakish is telling us. Reish Lakish is coming to tell us that oima hoya Rab Shimon, not like that Bereise. The Bereise says that shochta gabi marachosa ein lo pdiyoy lomis, And Reish Lakish is coming to tell us, Rav Shimon holds, that it is Nivte al Gabi Maruchos. V'teima. Now, we'll see what was bothering Taisvis, and then we'll understand the Hakdama of Taisvis. V'teima. The al kolchoch ma'sheina nivdis l'rabbono. That what the rabbonon hold, this beraisa that says you cannot be poida aporo after shrite, ain't a minatayre. It's not minatayre. Doha bas hamoda varochehi, because on the worst oifen, I feel like you say you need hamoda varoche, but you can make hamoda varoche after shrite, cause man shemafacheses. Lafi perish echod delel. Taisus brought down a shayla. If after pilchus, kozman it's mefaches, if you can make hamoda varoche then. But al koponim, there's one mahalach that you can make hamoda varoche kozman shemefaches. So now, if you can make hamoda varoche kozman shemefaches, so let us understand, what did the Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon said, Shochto al gabi marachosa ein lo p'diyo ilom, but she can't be poide. So he says, why not? Why can't you be poide? What's wrong? You can make a moda varoche, it's kozman z'mefaches, you make a moda varoche. Why can't you be poide? So al kolchoch, you have to say, mid Rabbonon you can't be poide. For some reason, mid Rabbonon you can't be poide. Vim kein. So that has to lechere be pshat in the Rabbona, in this Taisefta. Now, Reish Lakish came to tell us, Oimer, v'omer Reish Lakish, Oimer hoya Rab Shimon, poro niftis agabi marachosa, means Rab Shimon holds, and that's the diik, that Rabbonan hold, ain't a niftis, ain't lo p'di olamis. And Reish Lakish is telling us, but Rab Shimon holds that it is niftis. So now, let's stop here for 1 second. So, al kolchoch, if that what the Rabbonon hold ain't on niftis, ain't lopti elomis, has to be mid Rabbonon. So then, Reish Lakish is coming to tell us, Rab Shimon holds, afilo mid Rabbonon. You could also be poided. That's the chiddush of Rab Shimon. That's the chiddush of Reish Lakish. Oim hoya Rab Shimon, who is chaylik on the Rabbonon, holds that afilo mid Rabbonon, you could be poided. Frek Toisviz, v'im kain, if that's pshat in this shakla b'tayim, that means, we see klal that Reish Lakish is coming to tell us that Rab Shimon is chaylik on the Rabbon. That's number one. Number two, l'chayr al pi cheshbin, the Rabbonon that say ein lo p'di alomis has to be mid Rabbonon. Because min ha-toyre, there's no legitimate reason why you shouldn't be capable of making pidyon. So the Rabbonon hold mid Rabbonon ein lo p'di, and Reish Lakish is telling us the Rab Shimon holds that afil mid Rabbonon yesh lo p'di. Frek Toisves minole le Reish Lakish the Rab Shimon poliga Rabbonon. So how did Reish Lakish know that Rab Shimon is poliga the Rabbonon? Dilme moide Rab Shimon. Maybe Rab Shimon is moide the mid Rabbonon la bas p'di. Where did Reish Lakish see? Rab Shimon said one vote. Rab Shimon said that it's mekabel tumas oichlam. That's what Rab Shimon said. So, where did Reish Lakish see the Rab Shimon poliga Rabbono? Dilme moide Rab Shimon demid Rabbono lav bas p'diye. Maybe Rab Shimon is also moide demid Rabbono it's lav bas p'diye. Elo mide reise. But mina teire it's a bas p'diye. The Chamamus hold me that it's a bas p'diya. Olahochi metame tumas oichlem hoyel vahoyselo shas hakosh. And that is why it's metame tumas oichlem, according to Rab Shimon, because it had a shas hakosh, because mina teire there's a din p'diya. So where did Reish Lakish see that Rab Shimon is choylik on the Rabbonah? That's the whole kavone in Reish Lakish. Oimer hoya Rab Shimon, but where did he see this? It could very well be that just like the Chachamim hold that min haTorah yesh lapidyon, min haRabbona ein lapidyon, Rab Shimon holds the same thing. Min haTorah yesh lapidyon, min haRabbona ein lapidyon. And Rab Shimon is saying it's mekabel tuma min haTorah, because min haTorah yesh lapidyon. Ulahachim etame tumas oichlem, oil voisulo shasa kosha, min haTorah yesh lapidyon. That's a big doichik to say that even dominator to baspdiye, given the midarabona la baspdiye, lechoshev oichel shatayochel lahachel acherim. Since midarabonon, it's a la baspdiye, it's not called an oichel shiochel lahachel acherim. And that is why Reish Lakish was meichiach that Rabbi Shimon holds afilu midarabonon. It is a bas pdiya, or else it wouldn't be called an oichel shatayochel lahachil lacherim. That's a big doichik. Now, so let us just summarize what Taisvis just said. Taisvis said as follows: Rabbonon al kol chachod. That a poro is a bas p'diyah min haTorah, because there's no reason you shouldn't be able to be poided. You can make hamodah v'aroch. So Tois and Reish Lakish is coming to tell us Rab Shimon is choylik on the chachamim, and he also afilu midarabon it's a bas p'diyah. So Tois asks, where did Reish Lakish see this? Maybe Rab Shimon agrees to the chachamim. Min haTorah it's a bas p'diyah, and since min haTorah it's a bas p'diyah, so it's called a oichel shatayochel lahachol. Min haTorah there's a Torah's oichel. Min haRabbon it's a la bas p'diyah. So, but that doesn't mean that min haTorah it's not mekabel tume. And it's a doichik to say since min haRabbon it's la bas p'diyah, so min haTorah it's not called a oichel shayochel lahachol. This is Tais Viskash. Kum Trabi Kevega, kum Tekevet Shiurim. They say they don't understand what's the doichik. It's very poshut. Rab Shimon is going with a lomdus called ha'oimed livdois kepodi domi. Kol ha'oimed lizroik kizorik domi. So now, if midarabonon, there's no din pniye, tell me, is it oimed livdois? It's not oimed livdois. You want to be paid to the poor? You had a business. They won't let you be paid to the poor. Min haTorah, you could have been paid to the poor. But now, the Rabbanan said you're not paid to the poor, so you're not paid to the poor. Ain't up the Elomis. So you can't call it Oymed Livdois. So if it's not Oymed Livdois, so why is it Mekabel Tume? You weren't paid to Lemaise. No, Rab Shimon says, call it Oymed Livdois, Kepodi Domi. That's the Chiddush of Rab Shimon. Call it Lizraik. But you need, so it's a gewaldic lomdus, the oimet makes, ke'ilu the dinim morchal, but you need oimet. You need oimet. So why does Taisa say it's a doichik? It's beautiful. If the Rabbanan said, ain't lo p'diyah, so it's not oimet livdois, so it can't be mekabel tumah, because it's not oimet livdois. You weren't paid it, it's not oimet livdois, so it doesn't have a din aboichal, shatayochal lahachal. So they blind by a tzorchian on this Taisvis. I saw in Ayelas HaShacha, and perhaps I could be, or try to be moisif a little bit. The Ayelas HaShacha wants to say as follows. You have to know there are two sugyas in Shas. There's one sugya in Shas, anovim ho'imdois libotzer kibetzureis tomi. And that's, what is that speaking about? They're speaking about you have grapes, which are oimed to be harvested. Einish boi nala kalkois, the mechuba lakaka, but it's oimedus libotza, it's oimed to become harvested. So there's a shell in the Gemara, anovim ha oimedus libotza kibtsureis tobi. That's a shaila. And then we have Rab Shimon, who says, Kalay mid lizray, kizarek dami, kalay mid lizray, kesarev dami, kalay mid liftais, kepodi dami. Zukta yelis hashacha, these are two sugyas. Don't make a gzeir shove, here's kalay mid, they're two different dinim. The din of kol ha'oimid anovim ha'indais libotzer kibtzureis domi, it's takatoli in the metzias. It's osed liyos. It's aimed to be harvested. It's aimed to become metaltlum. So mele, now there's a din metaltlum already. That is a din of anovim ha'indais libotzer kibtzureis domi. Rab Shimon is speaking about mitzvahs. Ma el dahavi mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah that something should be done, yesh loydin kaosa ha mitzvah. This is a yuchadik din of mitzvahs. Lagabi dinim sheyi ala dova. Ze haloche miyuchedes didinim sheyiyu al yedei asiyas hamitzveh yesh ladovo kvar din kilu asa hamitzveh. Rab Shimon is speaking about mitzvahs. If there's a mitzvah that this has to be done to the chayfids, perhaps we can bring a raya to this. We had a taisvahs. Taisvah says that Kol Omer Lizrak is after the Kli becomes Nismale, because the mitzvah is Lizrak after the Kli is Nismale Midama Nefesh. Now, the Klal of Kol Ha, so you need another 2 minutes. That means after the Shrita, it's not Omer Lizrak. After 2 minutes, when the Kli becomes Nismale, it's Omer Lizrak. Now, between you and me, if we say, Anovim ho'imdeis libotzer kibtzureis domi, you also make cheshbonos, well, it takes time to climb up on the ladder and to cut, it'll take time to, you have 1,000 grapes, so, kibtzure, some matters, it takes time to cut all the grapes, so you say, well, now it's not kibtzureis. It's not true. I mean, the din is, Anovim ho'imdeis libotzer kibtzureis domi, it's oimed libotzer kibtzureis domi. That is, since it's oimet to become cut, so it's a din like it's cut already. That is a sugya, but that is not Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is speaking about something, that there's a mitzvah that has to be done with this thing, so the mitzvah shaboy gives it already dinim. But it's not because I'm going to do it. The mitzvah that it has to be done with this thing, a certain anhoge, that the mitzvah creates dinim on the chayfetz kilu, the mitzvah was done already. Not because it's oimid that I'm going to do it. This is a bezundere, a miyuchadik edim. So memele, so therefore Taisva says, oimid lizroik is when there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is when the kli is nismale. But amanefesh, then there's a mitzvah lizroik. But the mitzvah that is chal, the mitzvah that is chal on this chayfetz, this mitzvah creates dinim. So memele, that is what Taisvus held. Taisvus held that what the Rabbanon said, that ein loy p'diya ilomis, they didn't take away the mitzvah. The Chazal didn't take away the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that at the poder should be nifta. Yesterday we mentioned Rabbi Chanan Tzora, the mitzvah is only of miyesh lo yofei men, or that we didn't know. Who says there's a yofei men? Well, let's not get into that problem. But al kaponim, the Gemara says there's a mitzvah lifdei sasapora. There's a mitzvah that Tosfos brought down a Gemara. The Gemara wants to say, how can you compare menoches to pora? Bishlei mepora medes lifdeisa, di motzano menu mitzvah lifdeisa. La'ane menoches and mitzvah lifdeisa. And we had a Tosfos and daf ayin vav amud beis. Al koponim, so that is what Tosfos is saying. The mitzvah di eraisa makes it podoy. So minatayre has it in oichel, shatu yochel hachel acherim. I, the Rabbonin, said, I shouldn't be poided. That's what the Rabbonin made dinim on the gavre. But that doesn't change the deraisa, the kemitzvah and the chepze. There's a mitzvah that this chepze should be nivde. And the mitzvah and this chepze creates dinim on the chepze. So therefore, so Taisvis has a kasha and Reish Lakish. So where did Reish Lakish see that Rab Shimon holds that me the Rabbonin Yesh lo p'tiyeh, could be me the Rabbonin ain't lo p'tiyeh lomis. But according to Rav Shimon, the mitzvah d'oraisa gives it a din of oichel shatei yochel lahachil acherim. This is Tosfos kasha. And Tosfos held the rabbanon d'kemeniyah will in no way affect the d'oraisa d'kemitzvah. V'yesh loima. So now we have a problem. Where did Reish Lakish see that Rav Shimon is chaylik on the chachamim? So because of this, Tosfos has now a new pshat in the Chachamim, and therefore a hechech to Reish Lakish. V'yesh loimel, the man, the osa, the Chachamim and the Tesefta that say, ein lo p'tiya ilomis, osa afilu midaraisa. Not as a darabon on the kedin. The Chachamim who hold ein lo p'tiya ilomis, hold that mina teire, there's no dim p'tiya. Kivin she shochat lishmo behech she korban, since it was already geshochten, you have a kosher reshchita mehechi teisi, you can be poided. It's finished already. You have a poradum that was geshochten behech she shchita. Mehechi teisi can be poided the korban. Uman de shori, Rab Shimon, who holds that it is a basptiyem, Shori afilu midarabonon ad sheyasu hazoya yiseo kedefrishis lel. Rab Shimon personally holds, till you made hazoya, it is not called that the avoid of the korban was nigmar, so it is still a baal p'diyah. Finished. Ve'im hoyinu oimre. Now Tosfos says, if we would say, till a rabbonon pore kotche mizbeachi, that according to the rabbonon, it's kotche mizbeach, so we can very, very readily understand why you can't be poided after the shrite. Havi osi shapo, be gewaldig. Achein nire she yizber shum tane, te pore kotche mizbeachi, that someone should be told it's kotche mizbeach. Mide kometame tamude berei shem amidim, shmamino de pore kotche mizbeachi. The Torah called it a chatas, but it's not a really a chatas, because it's like a kodshi ben a gabayis. Mashma the kodshi ben a gabayis. Period. So Memela, so Tosfos says, it's take kodshi ben a gabayis, afal pika in the chachamim hold, but after shchita ksheira was made, this kodshi ben a gabayis lost its thin pinyin. So Mikitza, Tosfos is telling us now that a poro is kotchei bedek habayis, afal pikein, we have a machlokes, till when you can make p'diyah, the chachamim hold after shchita, you can't make p'diyah anymore, and Rav Shimon holds after the hazoya, you can't make p'diyah anymore, but it's kotchei bedek habayis. Frek Tosfos, af al gav disnan bishkolim, Shehi mitrumas halishka. Tosfos now a problem. The money from the trumas halishka, bechad ba'odar machizna lashkolim, and yet every yid gave a shekel, a matzis a shekel, and the shkolim were used for the kabonas tzibur, they made truma, they were toirem, it was used for the kabonas tzibur. Fine. So now, Tosfos has a Mishneh that the Pora Adume was purchased from the Tumas Halishke. Now that's a little difficult to understand. If you say that it's Kedushas Mizbeach, so look, it's a Korban. It's a Korban that the Tzibur needs. So the Mele, these Korbanos were purchased from this Kase, from the Tumas Halishke. But if I say everyone holds that it's Kedushas Berek Habayis, so they're going to the wrong department. How can you take this money, which was donated Litzorche Korbanos HaTzibur, and they went and they took this money, they bought a Poradume. This is not a Korban Tzibur. This is Kotche Berek Habayis. How were they permitted to do it? This is Tosfos Kash. So Tosfos says, Av al gav disnan bishkolim shehi mitrumas halishka, haino. You know why they took it from the Tumas Halishke? Lefisha tzrichen lo kahanim ha'oivdim kabonis. So Tosfos says, the Tumas Halishke is meyuchid for kabonis, right? It's for kabonis, not for other things. But I got news for you. You won't take, if you won't take money to buy a poor aduma, you won't have kabonis. Because if the kahane become tmeyim, so you lost your kabonis. So the trumas alishka, the money was for kabonis and for any necessity that you need in order to be makriv kabonis. And if you won't have a poor aduma, I got news for you, you won't have kabonis because you have the kahane will be tmeyim. So therefore, they were entitled to take from the Trumas Alishka money for the Por Adume because this is a Tzairich Kol. I'd like to just make a shtikel ha'ore. There's a machloikis if Tuma Hutra Betzibo or Tuma Truya Betzibo. If you hold Tuma Hutra Betzibo, it can be makev the kabonis, it can be tmei meisim, it can be makev the hutra. Hutra means it's a breite heter. There's a gemore. Im sochem daf ein ches. The gemore says that, gemore da tzad, that Rabbi Yossi holds tumma hutra betzibo. Gemore says that tumma hutra betzibo, so why when they were mafrish, the kain godel, shiv yishomim koidim yer kippurim, they were maza on him. Tumut Rebetzibo. Why have to be mazanim? Let him be tome. Why have to be mazanim? So we see if Tumut Rebetzibo, you don't need a Kohen Gadol Toyer B'Yom HaKippurim. So he's tome Yemei. So what? He's the only one that can do it. And he's tome Tumut Rebetzibo. So I don't understand. It could be it's not too gefährlich because we pass in Tumut Rebetzibo. Tumut Rebetzibo means that Tadal Chathele de Kedin. You have to be mahadar to find tahirim and thus. But you have it if you don't have. So truye tira bekoishi. So mamel, then I understand very well taisvis. So listen, I mean, you come to the Tumas Alishka, we ask the gizbo over there, you want to have a b'dievedika avoida, b'dievedika kabonis, chas v'shalom. So mamel, no, you have to shell out the money for the poraduma. This is a tzairich kol. Could be we pass in Tumat truye betzib. I don't know if this is the true teretz. So anyway, so Taisva says, "Lafisha tzrichen lo kahanim ha'ivdim kabonis." Since the kahanim who ha'ivdim the kabonis need this paradum, chashiv tzairich kom. So this is called that this is l'tzairich kom. So we can use the money that was donated for the kabonis for the paradum, which is a tzairich kom. And then Taisva sticks in another few words. Vilev bezdin masna layim. Could be it's not a pisaza lachatchiladike. It's not so lachatchiladike to take for that money, but when the Yidden were menadiv, the matzis ashekel for the kabonis, Bezdin says, they added on, maybe you have to read the small print, but Bezdin said, it's the money is being given for the kabonis and for kol tzolche kolm. Bezdin was masna that some Bezdin is masna some mele the poradum is tzorchei kolm. That's why we're entitled to take the money from the tumas alishke. The taisis is a ta'ivna bigger chiddush. Tafilu malam de hilches kmitza lekahanim noitlam schoram mitumas alishke. This is a merdik zach. There were people who they were rebbeim. They taught the kahanim how to make kmitza. They taught. They got paid. They got paid, these melamdim, how to make kmitzah. Now, where did they get paid from? They didn't make an appeal for them. They took from the Trumas Alishka. Now, how did they get, what right are they entitled to take money from the Trumas Alishka? See, if they also lay bed, it's also what Tzairich Kol. If you the Kahanim will know how to make kmitzah, forget about it. So, Memelis, you need a Rebbe to teach them how to make kmitzah. If you need a Rebbe, you need money to pay the Rebbe. So, Memelis, so, you also can take from Trumas Alishka. So, also, it's a concept of Lei, Bezdin, Masna, Lei, and Bezdin was Masna. This money is being given for Kobonis, and then in the small print, and for all things that enable to be makriv kabonis, to learn how to make kmitzah. All these things go into this nedar. Then Taisvis wants to say, Taisvis thought, maybe by paradume, by full of beloibes, masna lalishke yochali yeshibo mimeno minatayre. Could be you don't even have to put this in small print. The paradume is mamish. This is a tzeir kolm. when you can't be makiv the kabbalas without it. Hoyel v'tzeira kabbalasi. V'ho da'oma da'kotshi b'da'kabayisi. Now that what the Gemara says, that paradum is kotshi b'da'kabayis. Loi shetei knuya mi kotshi b'da'kabayis. Not that it was purchased from kotshi b'da'kabayis. Elodino ke kotshi b'da'kabayis. The kedusha, kedusha stomim, like kedusha saguf ke kotshi mizbech. But, I mean, that's for sure. It was purchased from the Trumas Halishka, but it has dinim of Kotshe Bedekabayis. This is that. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Zokta Gemara Vaita. We had here, but let's just go back to, before we got into the previous sugya, we had here like this. We had here a memra of Rav Shimon, that a goyin of Kotshe mi beis baleim, the person stole kochim and he shechted it, he's chayiv dalad day. So the Gemara, this is Rav Shimon's Amemra, and speaking about kochim, that the Baal must chayiv bach yusam, girl moment kimam adami. So mail it's called, I stole from a person, and it's gonna be beisish, and I'm chayiv dalad day. So the Gemara is takashe, but there's a problem, hay chayiv dalad day, hey, it's, you need a shechita ruya, you shecht a kolbun, it's not a shechita ruya. So mail on this, we had a, two terutzim. Rabbi Yochanan said, speaking about shochtam tmimim bifnim, it was geshochtam the Beis HaMikdash, so it's a shri teruye. And Rish Lakish said, we're speaking about balei mumim, and shochtam b'chutz, and I'm a liftis kepodi domi, and that was the sugya till now. So now, zok the Gemara zay, bish loime Rabbi Yochanan, loyoma ke Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's speaking about a filu by tmimim, the kaboy look me lamas nisin afilu betmimim. He wants to say, he's talking about not only a one case of balmum, he wants to say, he's speaking about afilu betmimim. Ela reish lokish, my time ela yoma ke Rab Yochanan. Why didn't reish lokish say ke Rab Yochanan? Om alecho, the posik says, utvo choy choroy. There's tviche and there's mechire. And reish lokish made a hekish. If it's possible for this shor v'seh to be sold, then there's a chiyuv on tviche. For chol heiche de lesser b'mechire, lesser b'tviche. But if this the dover hanignov is not sellable, so there's no chiyuv tviche, lesser b'tviche. V'hani kochim hoyel dechimaz ben kochim lehava mechire. By kochim, the tmimim, you cannot sell. Tmimim are not sellable. So memele, less no betviche, so there's no chiev tviche. So memele, the Gemara is explaining as follows. Reish Lakish held that the chiev of dalet vehei, which is either by tviche or by mechire, the chiyuv was only said if both of these inyonim are applicable by the dover hagonov. You can sell it, you can shecht it. So then the din is whatever you do, you're chayiv dalet vehei. But if you have a dover hagonov that is not sellable, you can't sell it. We'll come soon. Why not? You can't sell it. So memela, so then even though I made tviche, it's a shchita ruya, there's no chiyuv shchita. The whole chiyuv tviche is only if the dover agonov is sellable also. That's Reish Lakish. It is a hekish, but dover chimocha, called isa b'mechire, isa b'tviche, lasa b'mechire, lasa b'tviche. We're going to have later Reish Lakish held the other way around also. According to Rab Shimon, if you shecht a treife, you're not chayv, because it's a shchita shein ruya. So Reish Lakish said, according to Rab Shimon, you'll sell a treife, you're also not chayv. Because if it's less of a tvicha, it's a set. The Torah said, tabach u'mocha. So the chiv is only if both of these inyonim are applicable by the dover hagonov. That's shchita Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like that. He holds it. He doesn't hold of this hekesh. That's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to just mention one ha'ore. Reish Lakish held by tmimim, you can't sell a kolben. A kolben, you can't sell. It's not sellable. So, meil, there's no chiyuv on tviche. Balei mumim are sellable. It's kotshei b'da'kabayis. It's sellable.
So Mela, then there's a Chiyaman. Tvicha, that's what Rish Lakish said, Rav Shimon is speaking about Balimumim Kotche Bede Kabayis. That's Rish Lakish. Now, I'd just like to mention one or why is Kotche Bede Kabayis sellable? Who can sell it? The Ganav can't sell it. The Ganav, who's it? He can't sell it. The Gizbar can sell it. Lachere, he can't sell it. He's not, belongs to Hegdish. Belongs to Hegdish. So Lachere, the Gizbar can sell it, not him. So I think Pshat is, that's also no problem, but it's a sellable article. All you need is that the Dovah Hagonav should be sellable. Kotche Bedek Abayis is sellable. The Gizbar can sell it. It's an article that could be sold. It's a Bar Mechire. It's a Bar Mechire. So if the Ganav Shechted it, he's Chayiv. Tmimim, a Kolbin, is not sellable. Tmimim is not sellable. So Memele, that is why if you'll Shecht Tmimim, you're also not Chayiv, because it's not a sellable article. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, a Philip Tmimim, Rav Yochanan said the Mishnah is speaking about a Philip Tmimim, Bochosh came Bebalei Mumim, Bochutz, the Shinui Decheiku, I think Rashi means to say it's only speaking about Balei Mumim, like this is speaking about everything. You can't sell Kotchim Tmimim, then Kotchim Tmimim, Yoitzin Lechulin. Kotchim Tmimim is not Yoitzin Lechulin. You can't sell a Kolben, a Tomin, a Tam. Hilkach Bebalei Mumim Askinin de Isnayu Betavayu. Now, I'd like to mention, there's a Miradike Meiri here, that says, he says what Rashi says, and he says one more word. But to appreciate what the Miri is saying, I just like to mention, we have heard a machlekes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Ktzais, and that's a machvova med base, and just to refresh our memories, I'll just say over what the machlekes is. There's a mirdike Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Kotchim Kalim is Mum and Bailim. According to Rab Shimon, so it's called my Mumen. According to Rab Shimon that holds Geirim Lamumen Kemumen Domi, so it's my Kolben, it's mine. So the Hele Kipnei Yeshua, that the owner, Sai by Kotchim Kalim, Sai by Kotchei Kotchim, if it's a Geirim Lamumen, he can sell the Kolben to someone else. That means I was Magdish the Kolben. The Ritzui is for me, but since I'm the Bailim, I'll skoim l'momen kemomen domi, I'll sell the Kolben to someone else. It's sellable. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. The Ktzai says, chas v'shalom. There's no such thing. The Ktzai says, the Kolben can only be nishchat for the one who was Magdashit. This is not something that you sell on Wall Street. The Kolben is the one who was Magdashit, he's going to have the Ritzui. Kotchim, Kalamum, and Bailumi means something else. It means that the right to eat the meat later, that is sellable. But the Etzem, Ritzui, Akolben, that is not sellable. And if you'll shecht it for someone else, that's called Shalei L'Shem Bailum. The Kolben has to be geshochten for the Bailum, and the Bailum is the one who was Magdashit. So, and af samach vavam et beis, ignorance is bliss. We have, no, amach leikis, Pnei Yeshua says you could sell it, the Ktzai says you can't sell it, fine. But when we come, Baruch Hashem, to daf ayin zayin am et beis, here there's enough in the Meiri, and this is L'chei Pshat and Rashi also. The Meiri says that kotchim, kotchei tmimim, you can't sell, because it doesn't go out l'chulin, and to sell it, that the other person should have a ritzui. Can't do such a thing, Zuk Tamiri. It's Shalei L'Shem Bailim. So that's what the Ktzai said. We hear on Dav Samach Vovon, Beis Namiri says, and that's Pshat Agamah. Agamah says that Kotchim are not sellable. And the Miri says, why can't you sell it? So he says, because you can't sell a ritzui. The person who was Magdashit, the ritzui is for him. And that's L'chei Rebshat in this Rashi also. L'chayinim ask from our Gemara and the Pnei Yeshua. Here we have enough in the Gemara that Kotchim Tmimim can never be sold. And that's what Rashi says, and that's what Tamiri says. Rashi says, the only way it could be sold if it can become chulin. Kachim Tamim will never become chulin. You can sell it and you can make tvich. Fine. So Memele, now the Gemara, so we have over here a machloikis, Reish Lokish, and Rabbi Yochanan, in the chiyuv of tvich and mechire, do we need that it should be Isa b'mechire or not? Now the Gemara says, this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if the chiyuvim are dependent, if both procedures are applicable, possible, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Itma, we learned, Hamoicha Treife, a person sold, according to Rab Shimon, Moicha Treife, Ledivrei Rab Shimon. He sold that Treife. Now, if you shech that Treife, according to Rab Shimon, you're potter, because it's a Shrita Shein Aruya. What if Hamoicha Treife? Rab Yechanan Omar Chayev. Rab Yechanan said, you're Chayev. You can sell a Treife, so it's Chayev. It's a sellable article. Aval Gav, Rabbi Yechanan Machayev, Rabbi Shlokesh HaMapotah. Rabbi Yechanan Machayev, Aval Gav Delesa B'Tviche, even though you can't shecht it, you can't shecht it, Isa B'Mechire. But, now it's a Laba Ashchit, it's a Shchit Shari, but you can sell it, Rabbi Shlokesh HaMapotah. Kiven Delesa B'Tviche, Lesa B'Mechire. Rabbi Shlokesh says, no, if it's not shechtable, you can't make a Shchit Arui on it, so there's no Chiyev Mechire. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan sakashta t'Reish Lakish. We learned in a baraisa, gonav kloyim. Now, kloyim means that the, let's say the father was a goat, the mother was a sheep, and it's, we were breeding two minim, and it's kloyim. V'tofcho, and he shechted it. Treifa, he stole a treifa, umocha. Mishalem, tashlume, above a chamish. You pay above a chamish. We'll see the chiddush, what the chiddush of kloim is. That's the next sugya. But a treifa, umocha, mishalem, tashlume, above a chamish. So Rabbi Yochanan was medayik from this baraisa, treifa, umocha. He stole a treifa and he sold it. Now, why did he have to speak about Afka selling it? I mean, there's a, gonav kloim v'tofcho, treifa umacha. So why did he mention mechira by treifa? So, mestame, this goes according to Rab Shimon. And if you'll shech that treifa, you'll be potter, it's a shchita shein aruya. So mestame, it's going according to Rab Shimon. That a treifa, if you'll shech that you're potter, but treifa umacha. But if you sell it, you're chayiv. So Rabbi Yochanan, so from this baraisa, that's a raya to him. That the chiyiv tviche, the chiyiv mechire is not dependent if there's a chiyiv tviche. Even though there's no chiyiv tviche, there could be a chiyiv mechire. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's kasha l'Reish Lakish. Gonav kloim v'tovcha, treifo mocha, mishalem tashumi abo b'chamish. My love, Rab Shimoni, it's going according to Rab Shimon. Alme! So you see clearly, af al gav the lesser bitvich, even though it's not roy, he can't shecht it, isa b'mechire. So that's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, so Reish Lakish said, loy, Rabbonon, no, it's going according to the Rabbonon. You know why? Yechayef, if you were moich atreif, because it's going according to the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold you don't need a shchit aruya, so that's why Yechayef if you sold it. So Rabbi Yochanan asked me, Rabbonon, please, if it's going according to Rabbonon, treife b'mechire ise b'zviche lese, why did it say, gonav treife umocha? And what if it was tovcha? It'd also be chayiv. The Rabbonon, you don't need a shchita ruya. Please, if it's going according to Rabbonon, why did it say davke mocha? So it's a raya, it's going according to Rab Shimon. Ve'elo, so Reish Lakish answered him back. My Rab Shimon. Oh, you understand it very good. It's going according to Rab Shimon. Ve'elo, my Rab Shimon.
kloyim betviche ise bemechir alas.
Now, according to Rav Shimon, let me ask you, why did it only mention tviche?
Kloyim is chaye bemechir also. Ela tone tviche, vuhu adil mechir.
So, if it's going according to Rav Shimon, you can't be medayik, gonav kloyim vetovcha, that means vetovcha, not a mocha. Vetovcha, adil mocha.
Same ala abono nami. Same thing is going according to the rabono. Tone mechir, vuhu adil letvich. Rabbi Yechon, no malach, Rabbi Yechon said, no, no, no. Hi, my, atzustel. I amret b'shloim Rav Shimon. If you say this price is going according to Rav Shimon, so I did it on a treife b'chode. By treife you can't say tofcho, because it's a shchita shein rui. So by treife you had to say one case. Is I did it on a treife b'chode, on a kloim b'chode. So he wanted to say a case of treife by mocho, so he said kloim tofcho. Ela yamet, because he heard it say by treif only one case. Ela yamet rabbonon, but if you say it's going according to the rabbonon, nervino v'nisnino. So put them all together. Gonav kloyim utreifo tovchon umachon.
Why do you have to say misham toshim above chamisha?
So fakir, since it says only one case by each one. I say this is going to Rab, according to Rab Shimon. And by treifa, you couldn't say tovchon, so mele, he said the mochon by treifa and tovchon by kloim. So the Gemara says kashe, it's taka shver according to Reish Lakish. Zogt Rashi. Vozdo le taimayu, the fliege bod is a machloikes ibe inan tavayu iloi. If it has to be such a dover agonov that you can do both. The Divir Rav Shimon Shapoiter al Tvichoso, so Rav Shloki said, you're part of the Mechira also. Gonav Kloim, what is Kloim? Mikivso Vitayish. The mother was a keves and the father was a tayish, a goat. Va'av agav d'chsiv gabi Tviche se. Ba'omar rove lekamon kolmokim shenema se ein kloyim b'mashme. Se means that it's not from two meaning. Hochem echayev by dalet vehey echayev deshabi behedik in lekamon. The more brings a limud that is a chiyev by kloyim. My love, Rab Shimoni. So Rabbi Yechanan said, "Mestamet going according to Rab Shimon, midinokat betreife mechire bleinokat tviche." The tone treife bechoda. He says, Bishlam is going according to Rav Shimon. So it's very good why he said chode by kloyim. The tone treife bechoda. Le mozi le ruvei kloyim betreife. You can't mix up kloyim betreife. Le misti tviche mechire betavayo ba'adodi. Because tviche mechire is not, tviche is not doing by treife. Bishlam le misti treife bechoda. Be mechire veloi betviche. Tani nami kloim bechode. Va'avar gav v'isa betavayu. Even though by kloim yechaye by both. V'noket by tviche. The posach by kro bereishe. Now let us see Taisvis. Kol heiche de isa b'mechire isa betviche. U'moiche b'shabes dechayev. So now, Taisa says, Akasha Andrei Shlokish. If a person stole a behemoth, we had a Mishnah. A person stole a behemoth and sold it in Shabbos. He's chay, afal gav dim tovach potter. If he shechs the behemoth, it'll be potter. So what did Shlokish do with this Mishnah? So now the Achronim have a tremendous problem to understand what Tosfos Kash is. Tosfos is asking Rav Achronim and Rishonim, and the Sit Pshat in Tosfos Kash as follows. Tosfos is asking Akashe, the Mishnah says, if you sell a Bahim in Shabbos Yechayev, fine. In fact, Tosfos But if you'll shecht a behem in Shabbos, you're potter. So why are you potter? So everyone understood that's kimle b'darab minei. That's why you're potter. So then they don't understand. So this is no shaykhis to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says if the chiyuv of tviche is not applicable, it's a shchita shein eruya. The chiyuv of mechir is not applicable, tmimim you can't sell. So then, so if one isn't applicable, the other is also not applicable. A person shechs in Shabbos, there's a chiyuv of tviche, he doesn't pay bapels, kim le b'darabnei. But lemaise, he's mechuyev. He's mechuyev. That's one way they ask the kash. Remember, and this is a loshna gemara. It's a loshna gemara that said this. The gemara said, the Gemara said, if I made a shliach, the Ganav made a shliach to shechted, the Ganav made a shliach to shechted, so the Ganav is chayiv. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how could the Ganav be chayiv if the shliach shechted? If he himself would shechted in Shabbos, he'd be potter, and with the shliach he's chayiv. The Gemara says, how could it be, mikemid the deal of he, loy machayev, ovid shliach machayev? Amalei ravashi osim lamishim de loy machayev. He's also chayev. El de kam leim de rabbinay. The Gemara says that he's, that's not called a person shechs and Shabbos, he's not chayev. And then others ask another kasha on Tosfos. Fakelt, it's shayev to be chayev by tzvich, I made a shliach to shech. The ganav, the shliach shechted on Shabbos, so the ganav is chayev. So it sees a bit tviche. What's Tosfos kasha? So the many people have difficulties in understanding the Tosfos. I think pshat and Tosfos is the Gemara and Afayin Aleph and Madalef had one tzad to say according to Rab Shimon, if it was geshochten on Shabbos yapota als meise Shabbos, and Rab Shimon holds meise Shabbos as adiraisa. And so it's a shchita shein eruya. If you shecht on Shabbos, the shchita is not matter the bein. But the way it's such a tzad. Fine. The way it's such a tzad, and that's why you're potter. Even I made a shliach to shecht it, but the ganav is potter because it's a tviche shein eruya. So that was Tosfos kasha. So in Shabbos, you can't, they don't have a heter of shchita. It's a tviche shein eruya. Va'aval pikein, the Mishnah says yechayiv. So what did Rish Lakish do with this? I think that is pshat in Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers, "Mamaykav b'Shabbos chayv afal gav dim tovach poter." Tosfos means al shchita shein eruya, plus al meisa Shabbos. So he behem isa betviche b'chol. Tosfos says, "No, it's called isa betviche. God today it's not isa betviche, but geshechta tomorrow it's isa betviche." So that is called Isa Betviche Memele, so it's no problem according to Rish Lakish.